Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Fine, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Before we talk about Dave being in the city of Detroit, I spoke with Dr. Thomas Vitkovich. He's the executive director of the Tri-County Alliance for Public Education. And he told me that in analysis put together by his organization that cyber schools are failing to meet state learning goals. You and I have talked about online learning quite a bit. When I heard about this, I wanted to get your take on this. What do you think?
Well, let's start off, first of all, that we have school districts across the state, a number of which his organization represents, that are failing to meet the needs of our children. And we have far too many schools that operate for power, control, politics, and adults, not teaching, learning, and children. So we agree that we need to address that problem. Are there some cyber schools that aren't meeting? Absolutely. I don't advocate for all cyber schools. What I do advocate for is sensible, thoughtful, quality cyber education, blended e-learning opportunities, which the governor and the legislature are pushing for as well. The only adjective that matters before the word school is quality. Let's be very clear, Tony, a lousy school, be it cyber school, chartered school, or traditional school, is just that, lousy. Our focus should be making every school a quality educational learning opportunity.
When you talk about cyber schools and online learning, we've heard mainly positive things about this, but apparently some Detroit area schools are not doing what needs to be done. And as we've talked about before, Tom, this type of learning, if done correctly, does include the teacher, does allow the teacher more one-on-one time with students.
Absolutely, it does, and we should be looking at every single tool that we can to assure that our children are competitive in this hyper-competitive, transformational, global world economy. We should be looking at every single opportunity before us, but we should make sure that they are quality opportunities, absolutely.
Wanted to talk with you about the city of Detroit and their relationship with the governor. The governor is currently overseas trying to gather more business for the state of Michigan. But there are still some challenges, Tom, and you recently wrote about Dave Bing and his challenge in trying to find a deal for Detroit that helps them financially but allows them to have some say in how they function.
Absolutely. We all have to do what we can to ensure the city of Detroit survives and thrives in the 21st century. We cannot be a great state with a failing city. And I commend the governor for stepping forward. Look, the problems in the city of Detroit go back probably a half century, 50, 60 years, where problems have been neglected. Sooner or later, you have to stop paying your Visa card with your MasterCard. You have to have real dollars behind it. And Governor Snyder is stepping up and saying that enough's enough, let's get serious about fixing the problems in Detroit. Now, it's sad and downright pathetic in ways and some of the reaction. The options in front of the city right now are a consent agreement that the governor has laid out, an emergency manager, or bankruptcy. When you show people death, perhaps serious injury doesn't look so bad. And we're going to have to step forward and address these real problems. These are going to be difficult medicine to take, but we have to get back to reality in dealing with Detroit's finances.
Mitt Romney recently said that he believes we're too soft on China, that we need to impose harsher, more strict guidelines when it comes to importing and exporting, especially when it comes to receiving their goods and services, because they certainly aren't kind to us. But he also thinks that we need to be a bit more firm, so we're taken more seriously by them. What's your response to that?
This is election year, Chinese politicking every year, going back since the founding of the People's Republic of China. Whoever's out of power is charging and saying those in power are too weak on China. Almost all come back around to supporting the Nixon-Kissinger doctrine of pushing for fair and free trade, but to ignore one-fifth of the world's humanity, the fastest-growing world economy, is just downright silly. What we have to do here in Michigan, which Governor Snyder is moving towards, and in America, is make sure that China's rise doesn't come at our demise, and find ways to build sensible, educational, and economic bridges with China to benefit Michigan and American citizens. So what we're seeing now is a little bit of election year politicking, and hopefully we can get back onto a sensible policy that will assure that we can benefit and work together in a cooperative and collaborative basis, because everything moving forward is going to intersect at the corner of the United States and China.
All right, Tom, but do you think that China cares about being a partner with us, doing business with us? Because there are actions that some say lead us to believe that they just care about themselves. They're building up their nuclear arsenal. They're building up their military arsenal. They're rebuilding their infrastructure. A lot of rules and regulations help them when it comes to importing and exporting. They're trying to control the value of their currency. Do those items dictate that they want to, you know, sit down at the table with us and conduct business in a way that's beneficial for both?
The issues that you just pointed out on China, Tony, are issues that we're doing here. I mean, certainly our military has built up over the decades and centuries. They have the same needs in order to do that for their country. Look, be real clear. They're pushing for their policies to benefit them, as we push for policies in order to benefit this country. That shouldn't come to surprise to anybody. What we need to do is to stand up, use the World Trade Organization and other things that President Obama is doing now with his trade representative to make sure that China is playing fair and that we have both free and fair trade. But again, we have to find ways to make sure that China's rise doesn't come in our demise, and there are ways in order to do that. China is the third largest trading partner for Michigan, only after Mexico and Canada, and that has grown exponentially over the years. And the potential for ways that we can build two-way economic ties that will increase jobs here in Michigan is wide open for sensible, thoughtful leadership on the public and private sector in order to make it benefit all.
Tom Watkins is a U.S.-China business and educational consultant. Tom, as always, thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.